audio version of Michael Lateman's blog. October 27, 2019. What is the Jew's responsibility toward the world? Talk with Joshua Goldstein. Joshua Goldstein, chairman of the U.S. Division of Herat North America, meets with Kabbalistic Dr. Michael Lateman to discuss the Jew's responsibility for building a network of positive connection in the world.
Joshua, you're also, I know you're a licensed acupuncturist, Chinese medicine practitioner, yin and yang, plus and minus. You understand the importance of the balance of the entire organism, right?
Correct.
You're talking with a lot of Jews, different places, the World Zionist Organization, everywhere. Do you feel that Jews feel that they exert this kind of influence on the entire organism, that if they learn how to correct it, as Kabbalah suggests, that, like, do you think that awareness even is even there? Is it a matter of reigniting it, or is it totally lost?
Currently, if you were to go to some of the meetings, you would not feel too much love. And there would be a lot of strife, and people want to get their points across. So no, I don't think I think we've only touched the surface. And the reason I got involved in this, well, just to give you an example, I have a handicapped brother who we would take to shul with us on Yom Kippur, and he wasn't able to read or stay for a very long service. I know most people need to take breaks even in a normal sense, but he was actually yelled at by a few people for wandering the halls and not being in a synagogue. Now, this was, again, it's like 30 years ago when handicapped people were not as accepted as they are today. Today, everybody knows about handicapped people. They're much more mainstream than the Jewish community. There are even organizations that will give them housing and help them to find certain types of jobs. And there's even social organizations that will help them socialize with each other. And this is a massive change than what it was. And so what it has done, it has sensitized people. So they hear handicapped, they don't even have a problem anymore. They accept it. So just like that had to take time to occur, it's important to start pushing the idea of Jewish unity, both in the educative school, in the schools, both in people talking, doing more lectures on this, using the word Jewish unity more and more, because as a collective group, we don't have that. It's not there's no such thing as we should just work with other Jews. It's not in our lexicon. And I think as practically, we understand the spiritual issues of why this is occurring. Practically, most people are never exposed to this, or grew up in their biases, and they live in their biases. But so I think we have a good opportunity now to mainstream this idea as well.
Women appeal to the Creator. Question: we must attribute all of our states to the Creator. But what should we do with the anger and impatience that arises in us? Do you understand that it comes from love and came for your correction? But inside, discontent rages, as if my mother scolded me, and I would respond, "Why are you scolding me? I'm still unable to do what you demand." Answer: does it mean that you treat your negative emotions negatively and want them to be positive, so that instead of complaints and hatred toward the Creator, there will be affection, gratitude, and even love? So ask for it. He sends you all this specifically so that you will ask him for love, so that he will love you and you will love him. In addition, ask to understand that you are receiving only positive influences from him, but since they go through your egoism, they are felt as inverted, negative within you. Ask for everything. Do not hide anything. On the contrary, disclose all the time. If you say that women have such serious feelings and many complaints, then act this way. The Kabbalistic books speak about it all the time. Look how lucky you are with your feminine nature, and you can more easily, more often, and more persistently turn to the Creator than men. Men do not have this in their nature. They hide many things, erase them, think that this is wrong, weak, and that they must act in a different way. Women do not. It is very good that they express their emotions. In principle, this is the feminine nature, the quality of Malchut. Go for it. From Cab TV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, February 13th, 2019. Don't try to justify yourself. Question. I'm haunted by the question. What is going on? Why can't I connect with the others? I want to feel a common desire, hysteron, but there is no connection, no feeling of the group. What is missing? Answer. You are missing. Question. Does this mean I'm not ready yet? Answer. Do not say that you are not ready. The fact that you were brought here is a sign that you are ready. Now it all depends on your efforts. Do not try to justify yourself that you are not ready. You are purposely given obstacles to prevent you from making the necessary efforts. You must make them. You should plea, persuade, demand to be united in 110 by any means. That's what you must now do. Otherwise, you would not have ended up here. Do not say, another Congress has passed. I don't know what lies ahead. Maybe next time, or any other excuses. This is given to you from above. These are not your thoughts. Do not scold yourself for them. A man has no thoughts. Everything comes from above, and therefore, relate all the obstacles to the Creator. Do not comply with him. This is called help against you. He is purposely pushing you away in order for you to develop the right desire for unity with him in quantity and quality. So, keep going. From the World Kabbalah Convention in Moldova, September 5th, 2019. Lesson 0. The Meaning of Kabbalistic Books, Part 7. Three Limitations in the Study of Kabbalah. Comment. Baal HaSulam writes that, in order to begin to study his commentary on the Book of Zohar or the Book of Zohar itself, you must first familiarize yourself with the four prefaces written by him. Preface to the Wisdom of Kabbalah, Preface to the Sulam Commentary, Introduction to the Book of Zohar, and Preface to the Book of Zohar. Answer. Yes. It is impossible to approach reading the Book of the Zohar without a serious study of these four prefaces. Question. In addition, Baal HaSulam writes that, before proceeding with the study of the Book of Zohar, three limitations must be clarified, which cannot be violated. In spiritual attainment, there are four categories that are called matter, form dressed in matter, abstract form and essence. The Book of Zohar does not deal with such concepts as essence and abstract form. What is this limitation? Answer. It is impossible to deal with the essence at all, since it is above our nature. We cannot deal with the abstract form, because it is not a science. We only deal with matter, which takes some form. For example, we study egoism, which can acquire certain egoistic or anti-egoistic altruistic forms. We can put on these forms, and examine them, because we ourselves are the matter that takes on these forms. It is impossible to explore something outside yourself, in particular, such a substance as the Creator. Only if he appears as a person, and manifests itself in the form of some property, love, bestowal. Question. The second limitation, Baal HaSulam says, that the Book of Zohar considers only the worlds of Biria, Yitzira, and Asiya, that is, the concealment of the upper force from creation. Why? Answer. We can only investigate what manifests in matter, and what is above it, abstract forms, abstract forces unclothed in matter. We cannot discuss them, because they are absolutely unprovable and unrealistic. Question. So there are five worlds and Baal HaSulam speaks only about three worlds. Answer. Yes. He speaks only of those worlds where we exist, Biria, Yitzira, and Asiya. Question. The third limitation in each of the worlds Baya. There are three categories, Ten Sefirot, the souls of people, and the rest of reality. The Book of Zohar explains phenomena associated only with people. What does this mean? Answer. We should be interested only in what concerns us, and what is clothed in us, and we can explore this from our practical comprehension. We must see the limitations very clearly. A step to the left, a step to the right beyond the limits of our desire, which takes on various forms, turns us into philosophers and psychologists, but not scientists. Kabbalah is a purely a practical science. From Cab TV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, December 18th. 2018.